Hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's version of Swing Shift. For my last two programs, I've been digging deep into the vaults for some crackly old vinyl, and I hope you enjoy listening to some of my favorites as we finish out my nearly 40-year tenure with KGNU. I wanted to pay tribute to one of my favorite bands, and certainly many writers say one of the greatest of big bands, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. So be sure to stay tuned for some wonderful sounds. The Tommy Dorsey theme. I'm getting sentimental over you.
We go bathing in the park.
Your kiss
all the way.
So very tender.
Will you surrender?
Living in a great big way, mama.
Dorsey and his orchestra, and of course, one of his big hits from 1937 really put Tommy Dorsey in the forefront of big band leaders, with Jack Leonard at the vocal, Bunny Berrigan at the trumpet, and Bud Freeman at the tenor sax. Of course, that was Marie, written by Irving Berlin. One of the great joys of my life is getting to know so many of the people who encompassed that era, and over the years I've got a chance to meet so many wonderful people that I've had a chance to listen and chat with at various venues. And one of the truly marvelous friendships that developed from those acquaintances was getting to know Tommy Dorsey's son, Tommy Dorsey III, and his wife Barbara. Truly wonderful people who I got to know because of the Dorsey Association, and got to love them because they were Tom and Barbara. And I have to tell you that I have known Tom and Barbara Dorsey for more than the 40 years that I've been doing this show. And I've always been welcomed with open arms. What wonderful people, and what marvelous hosts they are. If it comes to a party. And I can remember so many wonderful evenings at the Dorsey household, and being a part of them was always a joy. But one of them that they did in the summertime was they would pick a Tommy Dorsey song and put together an entire theme party around it out in their backyard. And I had to lead the singing, if you can imagine, for Tea for Two, backed by Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. Believe me, it's better as an instrumental. Here's Tea for Two. Thank you. The sound of Tommy Dorsey's swing from 1939, and that was T for Two. While we're on the subject of Tom and Barbara, I'll share another story which I hope you'll enjoy. I purchased a Wurlitzer jukebox from 1940 and installed it in my house and invited Tom and Barbara over for dinner. And while I was cleaning up the dishes, they were listening to a variety of all the Tommy Dorsey tunes I had placed in the jukebox for their joy and selection. And one of my fondest memories of Tom and Barbara was dancing to Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust by Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. Paradise where roses grew, though I dream in vain. In my heart it always will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
That our romance is
I smile at you.
Making with Jive Boy, you shout when it hits you.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, yes. Yes, you shout when it hits you.
Yes, indeed.
When the spirit moves you, you shout hallelujah.
I mean,
when it hits you, you holler.
Yes.
Shout.
Let me in there.
Well, all right then. When it hits you, you holler.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Another huge hit for Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra in 1941. The interesting sidelight to that is that, of course, studio time back in the day was a very valuable commodity for the big bands and for the RCA recording studio. And so that time was very precious. So Tommy had recorded everything that they had thought they were going to record, and Tommy turned to Cy Oliver, his arranger, and said, "Do you have anything else?" And he pulled out, "Yes, indeed." And the singers weren't ready to sing it, except for Joe Stafford was convinced to do the part with Cy himself with a grand total of one rehearsal. So the band played through it once and then recorded it, and that was the released version, and studio time ran out. Yes, indeed, by Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. Prior to that, from 1940, a huge hit that really introduced Frank Sinatra and the Pied Pipers to the general public, because it was the number one tune for 14 weeks in 1940. "I'll Never Smile Again." And prior to that, we heard, of course, Hoagie Carmichael's Stardust. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. Hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast. I've been here every Thursday for quite some time, and Saturdays, and Friday nights, and all kinds of things all over the map, which is not unusual. It's sure been a pleasure to be a part of KGNU, and thank you so much for inviting me into your car, your home, when you're out and about listening, and for calling in with comments, suggestions, and requests. They're always welcome here at our KGNU studio here in Denver. The number here is 303-825-0619. A reminder that at 9 o'clock, we had fair skies here in the Denver-Boulder area and 75 degrees. And we got up to 85 with a low around 60 this evening overnight. Tomorrow will be much like today with a high around 83, low around 58. And it looks like your pick day for driving your LaSalle is Saturday with a high around 86 and a low around 59. Looks like we're going to have some thunder showers on Sunday with a high only around 71, but we'll be right back into the heat next week. So enjoy the little cooler weather we're having here in Denver. You know, Tommy Dorsey was known as a star maker back in the day. If you had exposure through Tommy Dorsey's band, everybody across the nation had heard of you, and it was a great launching pad not only for Frank Sinatra, who sang with the band for 2.5 years, but also for Joe Stafford, who never thought she'd be a solo singer and had all kinds of hits in the 40s and 50s. For Connie Haynes, who also sang with the band for the Pied Pipers, who had lots of hits in the 40s, and for instrumentalists as well. So it's always fun to look at the list and see who was playing with Tommy on what tune. But I thought I'd digress here a little bit and play for you what I think was one of Sinatra's great ballads with the band, one of his early efforts from 1940. "Everything Happens to Me."
Black cats creep across my path until I'm almost mad. I must have roused the devil's wrath, 'cause all my luck is bad. I make a date for golf, and you can bet your life it rains. I try to give a party, but the guy upstairs complains. I guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. Everything happens to me. I never miss a thing. I've had the measles and the mumps. And every time I play an ace, my partner always trumps. I guess I'm just a fool who never looks before he jumps. Everything happens to me. At first my heart thought you could break this jinx for me, that love would turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool this head that thinks for me. So I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I've telegraphed and phoned, sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye. There was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me. I've never drawn a sweepstake or a bank night at a show. I thought perhaps this time I'd won, but Lady Luck said no. And though it breaks my heart, I'm not surprised to see you go. Everything happens to me. Everything happens to me.
Thank you. me, they will find a way. Governments loathe people being free.
Celebrate 40 years of independent community radio with KGNU at Alamo Drafthouse, Sloan's Lake in Denver for a movie night. KGNU will be screening Pirate Radio on June 30th at 8 p.m. to fundraise with KGNU in our 40th year. All proceeds from the screening benefit KGNU, and the film will be preceded by a short documentary about KGNU and our 40 years. Tickets for the screening can be found at kgnu.org or drafthouse.com/Denver. See you on June 30th to watch Pirate Radio.
What fun, Pirate Radio. And then, of course, come celebrate four decades of Reggae Bloodlines on KGNU for our epic Young Lions Reggae Revival concert on June 28th at Cervantes Masterpiece in Denver. And this show will be a fundraiser for KGNU and will be hosted by DJ Maka. The entire KGNU reggae community will be out supporting the station. Tickets can be found at kgnu.org and CervantesMasterpiece.com. See you there. You know, as a very young child, I can remember listening to my mother's 78s. And what fun they were listening to the music of her youth. And one of the tunes that she had that was certainly a big band standard was a tune called Boogie Woogie that she loved so much as a child that the hole in the center of the 78, which was supposed to keep it centered so the record would play, had completely worn out and was about the size of a dime instead of the size of the spindle. So you always had to center Boogie Woogie on the turntable before you turned it up to 78, or the whole thing wouldn't work at all. But doesn't that tell you a whole lot about what a wonderful piece from 1938 by Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, which eventually sold over 4 million copies? Here's Boogie Woogie.
Thank you.
Of course, recorded in November of 1944, another huge Dorsey hit. Of course, that was Opus 1, another one of those great Cy Oliver arrangements. And, of course, Buddy Rich, one of the great drummers of all time, regardless of category, there on the drums. Prior to that, we heard Loose Lid Special, a really jazzy number by the orchestra. And we started that set with Boogie Woogie by the great Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, the Sentimental Gentleman of Swing. In the last few moments here, I thought we'd move forward. Of course, the big band era really kind of came to an end in December of 1946. So many band leaders were finding it hard to keep their huge big bands together that they had had during the war. And many of them disbanded, including Tommy. And Tommy, though, Tommy wasn't designed to stay out of the music business very long. He would host a weekly radio show on the Mutual Network, and he then got together with brother Jimmy Dorsey, and they filmed The Fabulous Dorseys in 1947. He'd reform his orchestra and then go out on the road with many great jazz artists, including a black trumpeter by the name of Charlie Shavers, one of the greats of his time, featured as a soloist with the band. And, of course, no matter how much battle Tommy Dorsey did, the big bands found it increasingly hard to keep going. So he just kept on, and even after RCA decided to end their contractual agreement in 1950, Tommy Dorsey would sign with Decca Records and try to change his sound and make it more modern and pleasing for the listening audience. So we'll listen to the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra from the early 50s on from Decca Records. And here's his version of one of the great hits of the time, Tenderly.
Oh.
I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. And prior to that, we heard Tenderly from 1951 and 1952. Of course, by 1953, Jimmy would join brother Tommy, and the orchestra would be known as Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, featuring Jimmy Dorsey. And they would have a nationwide television broadcast, and they would travel across the United States every year. They had lots of great stories from those years, but they had a hard time finding a reasonable Columbia or RCA weren't really interested in them, and so they kept looking for labels that would be interested in paying a big band. But after they passed away in 1956 and 1957, respectively, Columbia Records suddenly showed interest and, thank heaven, put out three LPs of their last recorded sounds. And the liner notes by Irving Townsend, who wrote so many great liner notes from the 1950s, states as follows. There's a generation between the lost generation of the 20s and the beat generation of the 50s that might be called the big band generation. Its shrines are the old Pennsylvania Hotel, the Commodore Hotel, the Savoy Ballroom, and the Paramount Theater. Its sport is dancing. Its romance bloomed within a few feet of Tommy Dorsey's trombone. To the people of this generation, there's still magic in the sound of a brass section, a reed section, and a rhythm section playing together every night. And to me, there's still a real magic listening to the sounds of the big bands. If you're interested in hosting this program, please make sure you contact me or the station. I'd love to sit down and talk to you about it. I'll be back next week for my final show here on KGNU's Swing Shift, when I will feature how I got started in all this, the King of Swing, Benny Goodman, and his orchestra. In the meantime, let's listen to Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra featuring Jimmy Dorsey.
Thank you.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra featuring Jimmy Dorsey. We heard The Time Is Right and the Dippermouth Blues. And, of course, Louis Belson on drums there. That'll wrap up Swing Shift for this evening. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Be sure to join me next week for more great sounds with the King of Swing. In the meantime, Kathy's got some wonderful jazz headed your way for Black Jazz Month. So be sure to stay tuned from now until midnight, my friend Kathy.
One more time. Try it one more once.